You see a stationary emergency vehicle displaying blue or red flashing lights, ambo, police car, rural fire service, that sort of thing, you must slow down to 40 kilometres an hour. If you don't, you could be face a fine of $448, lose 3 demerit points. Melinda Pavey is the roads minister and joins us on the line. Melinda, good afternoon.
Good day.
We want to keep our responders safe, of course we do, but this might actually create dangers by suddenly slowing a whole 3 lanes of traffic, going 110 to 40. That's very dangerous, isn't it?
That's all the things that we've been considering with our special task force looking at this with the introduction of the law. And I think it is important that we do slow down, but we have to slow down safely. There's no doubt about that. To slam your brakes on, to get down to 40 is dangerous, and no one expects people to be driving in an unsafe manner. And we must be aware of what's behind us, appreciating and respecting that it takes a truck a lot longer to slow down. So I think...
That means this sounds like a law which is impossible to police and impossible for motorists, and it ends up being, just your best judgment.
It's a law that's operated in Western Australia, in South Australia, and Victoria. It's a law that our emergency services personnel, our police, our rural fire service, our fire brigade, our state emergency services, all wanted us to bring in to protect their workforce. That is why we have done it, and we are expecting common sense to be a very big part of this. We don't want our drivers and motorists or anybody to be put into danger.
Okay, but does that mean you're saying to the police, don't fine people if they're not going 40 as long as they've made some attempt to slow down?
I think police will be supervising this and being very sensible in their approach, and that was the part of the conversations as part of the task force. We don't expect people to drive in an unsafe way, and we want people to be as safe as possible, which is why this has worked in Western Australia, South Australia, recently introduced into Victoria, which is why we're following the Victorian example of a blue and red light. There have been calls for us to make it an orange light as well for NRMA and tow trucks. But at this stage, it will be a trial period of 12 months with these new laws. We will be watching, we'll be supervising, we will be talking to police constantly with the Centre of Road Safety. We don't want anyone to be put into a dangerous situation. This is about legislating, sadly at times, yes, for common sense. But we want our emergency service personnel to be as safe as possible. Other states have achieved that, and that's why we're doing it.
You're leaving an awful lot to the interpretation of not only me as the motorist, but the motorist in front of me. Some people will regard this, they'll hear, you're advertising it, you've got to go 40, that's the headline, that's the advertisement. So there'll be some people who say, crikey, I've got to go down to 40 as fast as I can achieve it. Other people will be saying, maybe with you, they just want me to do my best to slow down safely. There's a lot of interpretation there, and a lot of chance for people to end up, in a great series of accidents.
I think, Richard, that there is always interpretation when we are driving. Some people have a stronger interpretation of safety, but this is about common sense that we would have expected the motorist to have. But sometimes that is not the case, and this is something that the emergency service personnel, police, fire brigade, SES, rural fire service, as well as families that have been affected by tragedies, want people to respect those red and blue flashing lights at the side of the road. We have responded to the community, and it has been brought in Victoria, Queensland,
You've listed that already.
South Australia.
Let me ask you about this. So you say a lot of laws on the road are subject to interpretation. They're not really. If you're on the highway and it says the speed limit is 110 and now it's 80, there's roadworks ahead, now it's going to be 60. They're hard and fast rules, and indeed you get rightly fined if you don't obey them.
But some people might interpret a safe driving distance or a turning distance on a right-hand turn. Some wait longer than others, and that's what I meant by interpretation.
Okay, but this is not the situation, because you haven't created a new law which says, please, in line with the conditions, slow down if you see an emergency vehicle. The law says you have got to be going no faster than 40 as you pass them. That's the new law you've brought in.
It is about slowing down towards 40 as you are going past those lights in a safe manner.
That's not what the law says. It doesn't say slow down and get as close to 40 as you can. It says slow down to 40.
That is the premise of the law, but there will be an interpretation by police as long as you are doing that in a safe manner.
Okay, let me go to one of the other matters that a lot of people have mentioned, which is, of course, we want to save the lives of emergency workers such as the police and the AMBOs and the RFS. We also want to save the lives of ordinary people. You know, one of the most famous cases here, infamous cases, is the 2012 accident, Berrima Mittagong, where young Sarah Fraser, 23-year-old student, and the truck driver who was helping her, Jeffrey Clark, both got killed on the side of the road. If we really are going to try to slow down for people on the side of the road who are having an accident, isn't there almost more case for people who don't have flashing lights?
I think it is important that we respond to how other states have addressed this issue and it's responded to the way that the emergency service personnel who are on the front line on a daily basis have asked us to respond.
Mm-hmm. But the NRMA, for instance, they're one of the people who've actually asked you to allow them to be covered by the law, and yet they've been ruled out at the moment.
Because of the complications we can see, we've said blue and red lights in the first stage of these laws, the first year, because we also accept that orange lights can be part of the working activities of electricity, contractors and other people that are working nearby roads. So we don't want people to be confused. We want to keep it at the blue and red.
Okay, Melinda Pavey is here, the Roads Minister. These new laws coming in tomorrow, 1st of September. One of the other callers you'd have heard from Wendy and Robbie's breakfast show said, why can't police use this as a revenue raiser? Why can't they simply put their lights on the side of the road and then start fining people? I must say, there's been anecdotal evidence that Victorian police have done that to New South Wales drivers because they're unaware of this law. So they sit over the border, some say, with lights flashing and then just pick up everybody.
I haven't heard or seen any evidence to that effect, and I do not think our local New South Wales police would act in that way, and I'm not sure whether Victorian police have done that as well.
Okay, but in your view, this law means a genuine accident which has caused the police to sit by the side of the road. It doesn't mean sitting by the side of the road with your lights on in order to force a breach of the law.
Absolutely, that's right.
And if police try to bring an action on that, you as the Roads Minister would be saying no way.
And that, and if we hear of any of that type of activity, of course that will be part of our review, and I don't think that would meet any community expectation.
Yeah, Melinda Pavey is here, the Roads Minister. Just hang on for me for a second, if you would, Minister. Peter Currie is also here from the NRMA. Good afternoon, Peter.
Good afternoon.
What does the NRMA think of this?
Oh, look, our views are now well known on this matter. Our views have been consistent since that horrific crash in 2012. We, alongside Peter Fraser, who then set up the Fraser Group, have been lobbying now for 6.5 years for a common-sense law to be introduced to protect people whose job it is to go out and help people on the side of the road when they're in danger and when they've broken down. This is an opportunity lost. The legislation does nothing to protect those people. If the legislation was introduced 2 weeks before that crash, it would have done nothing to protect those people. And so we've been saying consistently, we should do what is happening in Western Australia. We don't need a trial here. The Western Australian government has already had that trial for us. The law in Western Australia allows for flashing for amber lights, and we think that we should have done the same thing.
So your complaint is not with the system, but really the restriction of the system to simply the emergency vehicles of the kind we've described. You say tow trucks should be included, NRMA trucks should be included, etc.
Yeah, because they're not just there on their own. They're there to help people, often families, who are broken down in dangerous situations. And the point that you raised earlier about what motorists should do and the concerns that motorists have, they're valid concerns. We accept that. And a number of people have raised those with ours. But again, we would suggest that, you know, don't walk away from common sense here. And if you apply common sense in those situations, I think it is very, very unlikely that you will be fined. In the same way that when the government introduced laws around, you know, giving a meter when you pass cyclists. Well, the number of people fined by that law is less than
okay, a rounding. Okay, but this is an important thing for all of us to say. And I know the Minister has said it and you're saying, but let's say it out loud, and I hope the police agree with this assessment, that even though the law says we should be driving at 40 when we pass by those vehicles, we don't really mean that. What the law should mean, or is intended to mean, is you should make a safe attempt to slow down as close as you can to 40 with safety, depending on, of course, whether you're coming around a bend or whether you've seen the flashing lights from a long distance.
don't put your life at risk trying to get to 100 from 100 kilometres an hour to 40 kilometres an hour in you know, a space of a few metres. Obviously, we don't want people doing that. What we wanted from this law was a behavioural shift, and that was, you know, introduce a law that says to people, you need to slow down when you see someone on the side of the road helping someone who's broken down, because there are people around, and unfortunately, lives have been lost. Now, what we wanted from this legislation was exactly that. Unfortunately, we didn't get it.
Okay, so it should be extended a bit wider. Should it be a bit differently worded, whereby we say that we're going to try to slow down safely towards 40, rather than say, bang, you've got to go 40?
Well, again, I think, you know, police are very sensible about how they enforce the law. And if they saw somebody who was approaching a situation on the side of the road in a 100 zone and they sped up to 120 kilometres an hour, I don't think anyone would argue that that person doesn't deserve a fine. But obviously in these situations, we don't want people taking risks in order to abide by a 40 kilometre zone law. What we want them to do is be sensible and slow down.
Okay, Peter Currie, thank you. Let me just quickly go back to Melinda Pavey. As you heard, Peter says it really should include those tow truck drivers and the NRMA. And, you know, I mentioned that 2012 case involving a tow truck driver, which really, I think, concentrated the mind of everybody about the dangers of being on the road. So why not include them, Minister?
As I said earlier, we don't want to confuse motorists. This is a big enough change as it is. We are not ruling it out into the future. We're going to see how this rule operates this year. And also keeping in mind, we need to keep some consistency with our neighbouring state of Victoria, who also made a decision for blue and red. And we were taking the advice from the emergency service workers who were involved in making these recommendations.
Yeah, well, look, as you say, it is a study. And after 12 months, you know, we'll see, have we saved lives by the roadside? Very good. Have we created some accidents in the meantime? You know, obviously terrible, and that will all be analysed, I'm sure.
Absolutely, Richard.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much for your time.
Bye.
There's Melinda Pavey, who's the Roads Minister, also Peter Currie from the NRMA. As you heard, some debate about how wide the law should go. Should it include tow trucks and the NRMA? But a very clear statement from the Minister there that even though the rules say 40K, no more, that she hopes will be liberally interpreted by police. You should make a common sense effort to slow down given the road conditions and given how fast you're going and given, of course, how much notice you've got that the flashing lights are ahead.
You're with Richard Glover on ABC Radio Sydney.